The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Well, let's get right into it. We've got Kent Sovereign with us from Iowa AARP. Who thinks about possibilities when you think about AARP?
Real possibilities.
Every day.
Michael, good
welcome
to
back.
See you. Well, thank you. It's been a while. It's near the end of summer, back to school
it
time.
Is.
So all those folks that are driving their vehicles around,
careful.
Let's be careful. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of kids walking to school these days.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
and in more places, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, yeah. One of the things that I noticed, because last week was the Iowa State Fair, and the week before was the Iowa State Fair. It just kind of goes on for a long time. And I was in the Varied Industries building often.
Yes.
And I happened to go by the Iowa AARP booth. You guys are busy.
Oh, we had a great presence there inside the Varied Industries building in the comfort. We like to have our volunteers comfortable in the AC. We talked about caregiving, caregivers, and we had a kind of a survey. Are you a caregiver? Have you been a caregiver? You expect to be a caregiver? And then a lot of resources, a couple of advocacy and education outreach kinds of things. People are now in the sandwich, primarily women, frankly.
Of course,
women
in
their 40s, 50s are in the sandwich generation. They're still taking care of kids, and they're often taking care of elderly parents as well and balancing a job and all of that. We have a lot of resources online in our Caregiving Resource Center and the iHeart Caregivers. What we're doing there at the state fair and around is collecting stories. We want to hear stories and convince Congress in this case. And Senator Ernst has filed a bill called the Credit for Caregiving Act where you can get a refundable tax of a couple of $1,000 as a family for out-of-pocket expenses. It doesn't cover what folks actually spend out-of-pocket. Plus, you know, time is money, too. But it's better than a stick in the eye. You know, a couple of $1,000 of tax, lowering taxes to pay for the kind of out-of-pocket expenses to take care of folks that really need the care, because the overwhelming amount of care that's provided is from families and friends. The paid care is just a small portion of that.
Oftentimes used as a stopgap measure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, folks are in and out of those. You know, sometimes folks, I mean, I don't know that I'm a caregiver, and we'll ask a couple of questions, and sure enough, you are. They are.
How many times a week do you go visit mom?
Right,
and
right.
Maybe run
the... Have you taken mom to church? Have you taken her to the grocery store or to the doctor's office?
I have to admit, you know, when my mother, may she rest in peace, when she was living, she died at 94 and 7 months, which was pretty cool. 93 and 7 months, excuse me. But the trip to the grocery store, that was a 3-hour adventure. Yeah.
You know, for some folks, that's their social
it
time
was.
As well.
Yeah,
you know, so they're working their aisles.
Oh,
they're
boy.
Doing all kinds of things.
You I didn't know this.
Yeah, that's it. Well, and I would ask all of our listeners to visit either AARP iHeart Caregivers or aarp.org/caregiving, and they'll go to our Caregivers Resource Center. Lots, you know, one of the things folks don't realize when they're providing this service to their friends and families is how taxing it is on them emotionally and physically. And we've got quite a few resources there that can help with respite care and other things as well.
AARP, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have links to all of that up on the radio blog.
Another great thing that the State Fair happened this year was we had a new experience utilizing the Veterans Day at the Iowa State Fair.
Yes, that was on Monday, wasn't it?
That was on Monday, and this was an idea that was hatched about a year ago by our board. Let's blow up our presence at the State Fair and try something new. And they came up with the idea of, you know, we actually have more veterans that are AARP members than most of the Veterans Service organizations have. So you think about that. We've got quite a market sector. So we communicated to those folks. We created a coin which your radio listeners can see right now.
Hold it up for the
but
camera.
But it's a beautiful. It's called a challenge coin, and these are quite the thing in the military, and they have been since my day. The AARP Salute Your Service. And we had a booth on the main concourse. We gave away almost 650 of these coins to veterans. My favorite was a World War II WAC who was trained as an officer at Fort Des Moines here.
Nice.
Went on
story.
Active duty, fell in love with Iowa, fell in love with Des Moines, came back 94 years old, spent her entire a life here, and she was just a charmer.
Great stories.
We got some great pictures. So we had
you used to have some interactive things.
Yes,
going
I was.
On too.
We had a large world map and said, "Hey, come tell us where you serve." So folks put in their favorite or least favorite duty station as the place might be, and of course the Air Force and Navy guys were all over the place, so they were the hardest ones to pin down. But we also had for those who were non-veterans, we had the opportunity for them with a collaboration with USO to write a note of thank you, a write of note of tribute to someone who's currently on active duty as well, anonymously or somebody they actually knew. And then finally, we had headshots. What AARP event would be without the green screen with some nice patriotic backgrounds behind them, and people got face headshots for their social media
and
posts.
It's all about making connections, isn't
absolutely
it?
One of the things we'd like to do as we carry this on now. Are you familiar with the Moth radio program?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, and it's
great stories.
Wonderful stories. Well, we have a collaboration with iowawatch.org and AARP.
I know the guys at Iowa Watch.
Yeah. And we're doing we're collecting veteran stories. So anybody who's listening to the program as a veteran's got a great story, wants to pitch a story, can get in touch with the iowawatch.org folks and Lyle Mueller, I think is it
Mueller
at iowawatch.org and just pitch it to him and he'll be back in touch with him. And it's a collaboration with AARP Iowa, Iowa Watch, and the Moth people. And I believe it's Thursday, November 9th at 7 p.m., and I'll remind folks of this next week, at Old Brick in Iowa City. We're going to do a recording of an hour's worth of veteran stories.
You better be prepared to do longer.
Well, I'm sure we'll do several hours that will
be edited
down to, or not several, but a few hours that'll be edited.
It's always
down.
There for replay.
Absolutely.
Right? All right, this is really interesting. Good stuff.
Good stuff. And then our Iowa Walking College. We're into the throes of that all summer long. A group of 15 fellows that we are supporting have been working with AARP materials as well as with the Iowa Healthy Estate Initiative and the Iowa Department of Public Health. Folks from all around the state are doing projects, walkability projects and other kind of projects, healthy state projects in their cities. For example, up here in the MLK Junior Park neighborhood, we've got a Ten Toes Express group that's meeting regularly and taking walks. And there's a walk audit down in Historic Valley Junction that's been done. Places like Sergeant Bluffs, Mason City, Davenport, Hinton, Carroll, West Des Moines, all over the state, these youngsters, well, they're youngsters compared to you and me, Michael, but they, you know,
everybody's
folks,
a youngster.
Folks that are engaged in their community are doing projects. And this last week, when they met, they were told that the Iowa Department of Public Health was stepping up with $2,400 for each of the fellows.
Really?
To jumpstart their project in their community and to help carry it on. We're going to have a big celebration of this. And, of course, the statewide walk is in the first part of October as well. And I looked at the map just before I came in, and I think there's still about 15 counties that need some kind of walk event for that statewide walk.
And is there some place where we can send people so they can find
sure.
it?
Sure. It's just Google Iowa Healthy State Initiative, and the Iowa Walk is October 4th, and there'll be literally hundreds and hundreds of events all across the state.
It was really interesting what they've done in downtown Des Moines and some other places. The Arts Council has put on walking paths throughout the city.
So aren't those cool?
Aren't those cool?
Yeah, the walking and then the crosswalks, and we're really doing some neat things, or they are doing some neat things. And, of course, a collaboration with the Age-Friendly Community, AARP, the Age-Friendly Community Initiative, Urban Land Institute on the new revisions on the east side of Grand between the bridge and the Iowa Capitol for protected bike lanes.
Fascinating
A new
stuff.
Experience. We're going to see how that – we want to test that and show in the metro how really viable those protected bike lanes are, because can you imagine from there, you know, through, say, University Avenue, all through the neighborhoods, through the Beaverdale neighborhood and the Drake neighborhood and on out to your neighborhood, Windsor Heights.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine what that will do to not only for economic development but also healthy?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I mean, it's time we stop surrendering to the automobile.
There you go. Ken Sovereign, sure. Ladies and gentlemen. Iowa AARP. You've got something coming up in October, too. We wanted to touch on.
Yeah. Yeah. The namesake, Frank Abagnale,
right.
The real-life fellow who Leonardo DiCaprio, which I know both you and I are confused with a lot, that movie Catch Me If You Can, he played the character. Frank Abagnale's a real-life person, got caught, spent time in prison, and then has worked with the FBI for 20-plus years to prevent fraud and that sort of thing. And he's now our spokesman for our Fraud Watch Network with AARP. He's going to be coming in around October 3rd, and we're going to be doing events at Iowa Public Television, Iowa Public Radio, Telephone Town Hall out of our offices. So Frank's going to be in all day, and we've got him booked, and it's going to be just
very, very
exciting time, and he's a big hit everywhere he goes.
Well, he's talking about real-life experiences.
Absolutely.
And how you can watch out for yourself.
And not just what's the latest scam,
right,
Michael, but here are the tools those scam artists use, and this is how they suck you in. And here's, you know, we all think we're too smart to be scammed. And even our friends who are in their 50s say, well, I'm not worried about me, but I'm worried about my parents.
Well, we should all worry.
We should all worry.
His name is Ken Sovereign, ladies and gentlemen, Iowa AARP. Thanks, Ken, for doing this.
Thanks, Michael.
Always interesting
always
stuff.
A pleasure.
If you missed all or part of this interview, we will have it up on the radio blog. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is Jimmy Olsen. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, and the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.